Now, an important question with a potentially expensive answer. Did you start today with a cup of coffee? If so, you're in good company. More than half of all American adults drink coffee on a daily basis. Now, here's the expensive part. Prices for green coffee, that's the unroasted beans, have soared more than 50% over the past year. WNYC's Charlie Herman has that story.
There was a time when coffee was a much simpler affair. But not anymore.
Can I get an El Salvador, please? Small.
Now you can order coffee from specific countries. Here at Cafe Grumpy, a specialty coffee bar in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood, they serve high-quality coffee at prices ranging from $2 to $8. Caroline Bell is the co-owner.
I don't think they're afraid to spend money if they know that they're getting something that's worthwhile or good or sustainable.
You might think, at these prices, the coffee business is a lucrative one. But with high labor costs and steep rents, and now prices for raw beans at 13-year highs, profits can be slim.
Coffee will scorch if it's roasted standing still.
Donald Schoenholt knows this. He owns Gillies Coffee Company, a specialty wholesale roaster in Brooklyn founded in 1840.
We're now standing in the room where we store our green coffee.
The beans are piled high in burlap sacks stamped with the names of faraway locations, Guatemala, Indonesia. This day, Schoenholt is roasting beans from Honduras, 600 pounds at a time.
It's kind of like making a toasted marshmallow over a campfire. It takes a few minutes to get that marshmallow to turn from white to tan, and then if you blink, it catches fire and falls into the fire.
With nearly 50 years in the business, Schoenholt has seen prices rise and fall before. But now, there's a fundamental shift in the market. Brazil, the world's largest coffee grower, is soon expected to consume more coffee than the United States. And then there are the new coffee drinkers in India and China. Those nations' expanding economies have already pushed up prices for raw materials like corn and cotton. Now it's coffee.
As China becomes more and more middle class, they want to emulate European and American ways, and that means drinking coffee.
More coffee drinkers puts pressure on prices at a time when coffee supplies, especially of higher-grade Arabica beans, are shrinking.
In Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, and several other coffee-producing nations, there have been smaller crops coming out of these countries.
Bad weather is one reason. But even when you look back over the last several years, overall coffee production hasn't increased that much. And simply planting more coffee trees won't lower prices today because it can take up to 5 years before they start producing beans. The soaring prices of coffee have also attracted the attention of investors and speculators betting on higher prices. Schoenholt tracks prices at the ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange, where coffee futures are bought and sold.
There is so much money now in coffee that I have to look at it and believe that this is not coffee roasters that are pushing the price up because of their customers' needs, but rather money coming in from money funds that is jigging the price up.
Already, major brands like Maxwell House and Folgers have increased prices. Starbucks says it will charge more for certain coffee drinks. Schoenholt expects he will have to raise his prices. So too does Carolyn Bell at Cafe Grumpy.
Over the 5 years, I think maybe we've increased prices twice, so maybe, I don't know, 10 cents, 20 cents.
Schoenholt doesn't believe that higher prices will lead coffee drinkers to abandon their daily habit.
I never worry about consumers giving up on coffee. I think it is so ingrained in the American lifestyle that they will always reach for a cup.
If prices keep rising, they may be more likely to reach for that cup at home or settle for a smaller size. For NPR News, I'm Charlie Herman in New York City.